Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
What you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested. Look, all I got to do is watch me and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
Specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test?
Well, there you go. Yeah, why would you do that, Joe, after you said you did?
Come on,
hello,
man.
Everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Come on, Joe. Folks, we got a great hour ahead coming up in just a little while. Our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee. But right now, on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, one of the most diverse cognitive people I know, the great, the only David Webb. David, how's it going?
Todd, it's going great. I got to tell you, we are never at a lack for news or something to talk about in our business, sad as it may be sometimes.
You know, President Trump came out just a little while ago and said after yesterday's statement, the one that we just played, sleepy Joe Biden is no longer worthy of the black vote.
He never was. And it's not just about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the presumptive nominee for the Democrats. If he survives the three debates with President Trump, we'll see how that works out. But it never was just about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's a reflection of the elitism of the Democratic leadership that sees blacks as children that they can tell what to do when they need it done and then deliver nothing, not do, you know, do as I say, not as I do. So Biden's a reflection of that. It's a reflection of 44 years in office in Washington where they have been, you know, gifted with the mistake of the black community by giving their vote, you know, wholly or certainly overwhelmingly to the Democrat Party. So they've lost their political power. Why would Biden respect, or why would senior Democrats respect or care what black voters think?
You know, it's a fair point you raise, David. Just yesterday, I was listening to an interview with a state lawmaker from Tennessee, a longtime state representative, black Democrat. He's a social conservative, pro-lifer. And the Democrats, after 20 plus years in office, the Democrats actually took his name off the ballot and said because of his pro-life position, he was not going to be allowed to run as a Democrat. And the guy says, you know what, this is the party that I grew up in, the party that my father was a part of during the civil rights movement. That party is gone. This is something else, and this is something very bad and evil.
There's a point to be made, and I believe you're talking about Vernon Jones. I've talked with Vernon a number of times. There's a point to be made about that generation, especially the older generation of blacks in this country who remember that the success and the struggles from civil rights and segregation and all along that led to that post-Reconstruction was the black family. And the fact that the family wasn't reliant on abortion as a method of birth control, but it was growing your family and having a strong family unit that gave you a better chance to stand together and fight for your rights and fight for the rights of your children and a better future for them. So a Democrat Party that is heavily pro-abortion at any cost, I would say that reflects the majority of the party's platform. There may be individuals who have left now, like Vernon Jones, or remember Bart Stupak, who was a pro-life Democrat, who they don't even remember his name on the party platform or in the party's history. They've been pushed out because the Democrats are no longer about American values as a party. They're about power and elitism and leftism. And by the way, Todd, what's this farce that somehow Joe Biden is going to unify the party, the radical left wing and what's left of the, quote, centrist wing of the party, Why are they not trying to crush the radical left wing to have that debate from an American center-left point of view?
No, that's a fair question, David, and I think that's the untold story and the uncovered story here is a civil war that's not just brewing, but it's underway in the Democrat Party, where you have the radicals led by AOC and her bunch going up against Nancy Pelosi. And David, all I can tell you is that squad continues to grow election cycle after election cycle. And this is really going to be frightening to watch the Democrats turn into a radical socialist party.
Well, they have already turned. Bernie got his nose under the tent many years ago before he left Brooklyn when he went on to Burlington, Vermont, and beyond into Congress and as a senator. But he took a movement with him, and this is why, Todd, I say it's not just about a Biden or a Bernie, but it is about the party structure, the leadership, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Gerald Nadler, Adam Schiff, you know, think about Representative Swalwell, Karen Bass, all of them, no matter where they come from. Whether it's the Congressional Black Caucus, the corrupt Black Caucus, to be more accurate, the, quote, Hispanic Caucus, which is silent, the Squad, any other caucus group or part of the party, they have dragged it into power and elitism under the leftist umbrella. And nowhere in any society on the planet has that been a successful model for that society. As a matter of fact, typically it degrades even further until you get to a Venezuela in its worst modern day case. I would say, sadly, even more so than Cuba. And think about what I just said, when, you know, malnutrition babies are being born to malnutrition mothers under the modern form of Chavista / Venezuelan communism, which came out of the socialism of Chavez's earlier days before Maduro took over. So when you assess what the model is, the power, the elitism, the rule, the structures, all of this is a path of destruction. Wherever you apply that example around the globe, you look at Africa, it's not just tribalism and Islamism. You have a fight going on between Marxism and freedom. And Todd, basic choice for everyone listening right now in America, whether you do, don't like, disagree, sometimes have disagreements with Donald Trump, don't like his style, no matter what. Put even the man aside for a moment. It's radicalism versus America. That's the binary choice that we have right now, radicalism or America. The people and the players will change, but the country cannot.
No, you're absolutely right. On the Newsmaker line, by the way, folks, our good friend David Webb, you hear his program on Sirius XM, one of the top radio shows on the entire network over there. David, we still haven't learned who Biden is going to pick for his running mate. I have a theory. I know that the Democrats are morons, but I don't think they're stupid. And I'm wondering if there are talks behind the scenes about whether or not Biden is going to be able to go the distance here. And maybe that's one of the reasons why they haven't named the running mate just yet.
Well, it's one of the reasons. There's another reason, very pragmatic part of politics for the Democrats and for the party itself, is that all of their people are easily attacked on so many fronts. Karen Bass now saying, well, she didn't really mean it about Fidel Castro when she praised him. You know, she's trying to walk that back. You've got Kamala Harris with serious issues, with her issues as Attorney General of the state of California. Val Demings out of Florida is not much of a carry forward in vote. Stacey is a joke coming out of Georgia. The former the failed gubernatorial
Stacey
candidate. Stacey Abrams. So whoever they put up can easily be attacked, and you typically want your VP choice to be the attack dog, not to be the recipient of pointed attacks.
You know, I got to tell you, there had been some speculation. It was just rumors. I don't know, but of The Rock. You know, months ago, The Rock running for re-election, Dwayne Johnson, and I thought, you know, if I was a Democrat, I would have been recruiting somebody like that for this election cycle, and not someone like a Joe Biden.
Yeah, but who did they really have to choose from? You know, an outsider
exactly.
Coming into the Democrat Party, if you bring in Dwayne Johnson, bring in The Rock, he's not necessarily going to align with the leftist lurch and the internal politics and the internal battle. He's not going to satisfy Bernie and the left-wing base, you know, those that are being supported by the riots, the rioters, Jenny Durkin in Seattle, or Ted Wheeler in Portland, or other places around the country. So who do they actually put up, or who do they bring from the outside in? Their choices were limited. And I think we should pay very close attention to their efforts to maintain the House, because the fight at the top and the fight at the low down the ticket in the House of Representatives are two distinct fights. Can Trump carry? He's proven he can carry votes, but he could also potentially lose some voters for some congressional races. So I think we ought to, you know, in a way, bifurcate this fight and fight it where it is against the Democrats.
No, and yeah, I mean, I see where you're going there. I know, though, that the president, if he is reelected, is going to have some challenges in the Senate, because the conservative candidates, I know in Georgia and in Kansas, or I'm sorry, in Tennessee and Kansas, did not win their races. You've got Bill Hagerty now, who is a pro Romney Republican, and then you have the guy out of Kansas who beat Chris Kobach. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. I'm just looking at the Congress, and it seems to me, David, that the Republicans are moderating a bit in their choices right now, in their picks.
Yeah, well, you know, in whichever form, Todd, they're walking away from Republican Party platform. Look, we'll always have debates, right, between the wings of the party. That's the nature of it. But they're walking away from Republican principles. And one of those key principles, especially in the Club of 100, which is what it is, no matter who's president, is that you need to move the ball forward with your team and try to bring others along, because rarely do you have a supermajority. And I'd rather fight with even, you know, sadly, the Romney Republicans, or those that may align more with John Kasich, even though they're not joining the Lincoln Project like that traitor is to the party. But if we at least solidify that and maybe grow it by a vote or two, we can push them. You're not going to push the Democrats unless there's political survival on the table. Chuck Schumer won't give you anything unless there's a reason that supports something he needs. So the Club of 100 is different than the House. And in the Club of 100, you know, we need to keep those numbers.
All right, David, we're going to have to leave it there. You're doing okay. This has been a weird cycle. We never get to see anybody in person anymore.
Yeah, no kidding, man. It's all done from home, from a studio truck, from a codec, and things are going great. You know, I'm back up in New Jersey now for a couple of weeks, and then back down to Florida. I'm about to do our mutual friend Charles Payne's show at 2:20 p.m. today on Fox Business. So, you know, we plug ahead, we plow ahead. It's what you and I have done over all these years. It's why they can never keep Todd Starnes down.
Or David Webb's, for that matter. All right, David, good hearing from you, buddy.
Take it easy.
All right, good guy right there, folks. David Webb, you see him a lot on Fox News Channel, has a show on Fox Nation, and, of course, his just incredible radio program on Sirius XM. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. You think Biden's going to be able to go the distance? And if you don't, who do you think the Democrats are going to put up there? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness, and to make a judgment about who I am.
Oh, come on, Joe. Jeez, Alou. Do you really think this is going to be the guy, folks? Or do you think there are conversations behind the scenes right now trying to scramble to come up with a replacement candidate? And I've got to tell you, if you are a Bernie bro, you guys ought to be fired up, because you got hosed. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in Milwaukee. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Arkansas, the great American patriot Ken on the line. Hi, Ken. What's up? What's going on?
Mr. Starnes, I want to really talk to you. It's a pleasure getting in touch with you. But my friend just got out of his surgery and everything, and he just walked out, and I gotta do this. But I'll tell you what, God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. And I'm the one that sent you the email about the experiment I did with Donald Trump versus Michelle. And I called my president everything in the book, and they didn't say a thing. When I called her one word, I'm the one that got kicked off Facebook for 60 days.
Oh, you're the guy that got banned. Oh, wow. 60 days off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, and you know what? I just got off Facebook jail, and I lasted 17 minutes. But they asked me the question, what is going to be her legacy? Well, they didn't like my answer, so I got booted off. But it's funny, I can call the president of the United States what I called him, and that was no problem. But I called her and gave him my honest answer, and I'm booted off for 60 days. And you know what? I don't care. I'm a Navy veteran. I'm 60 years old. God bless this, and God bless what you're doing right now. But I got to get my buddy home.
All right. Well, you go and take care of your friend there. Don't dilly-dally around there. Ken, thank you for calling into the show. Thanks for your service to our great nation as well. I tell you, they're really strict on the Facebook. They really are. All right, look, coming up, our good friend Governor Mike Huckabee a little bit later in the program. Story out of Illinois. They're sending the kids back to school, but not everybody gets to go back to school. And you just can't make this stuff up. This Illinois school district is going to send kids of color back to school first. So all of you white children in suburban Chicago, you still have to stay at home, but children of color will be allowed to go back to school in person. White kids, you can't come back to the schoolhouse. Not just yet. So we're going to talk about that story a little bit later on. Also, give you an update on this rodeo out of Minnesota that is facing tens of thousands of dollars in fines because they held a rodeo. And out of Glendale, California, if you get caught outside without a mask on, you're going to get fined $2,000. $2,000. So I ask you folks, when you hear these stories, do you still think we are the land of the free? I don't think we're the home of the brave because we're surrendering. We're waving the white flag. Come on, people. We're Americans. We're red-blooded, patriotic Americans. We fought and won world wars. We got to stand up to these radicals that are living on American soil. Got to do it, folks. 844-747-8868. Governor Mike Huckabee. Coming up next, that's going to be a fun conversation. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. Hope things are going great wherever you might be on this Friday edition of program. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, a good friend of this program, my good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee. Governor, how's it going today?
Well, hey, it's going great. At least I'm not in Portland. Any day I'm not in Portland, I consider it to be a good day.
You know, we just posted some video a little while ago on the website, folks, toddstarnes.com. this elderly woman who was attacked by this mob, Governor. I don't know if you've seen this video. And they poured what to be paint on the woman. And she stood there defiant with her little rocker. You know, she had this little walker, stood there defiant against this rampaging mob. If only more people in Portland had her courage.
Well, the tragedy is that this mob doesn't seem to have any sense of propriety to attack an elderly woman in a walker. It tells you everything you need to know about what their sense of value is. I've started calling Portland Portloon because that's really what it's become. And the mayor, I've given him a new name. I call him Ted Wheels Off Wheeler because he's clearly off his rocker. I mean, this is the guy that a week ago was still out there protesting with the rioters and talking about the peaceful protest. He finally has awakened to the fact that these aren't peaceful protesters. These are mobs. And they tried to burn down a police precinct, blocking the exits with police officers inside. That's attempted murder.
No, it is. And yet the governor, the mayor there turns a blind eye, and the president comes under attack for, you know, wanting to do something about it. And again, I just believe law and order has to be a big, big issue this year on the campaign trail.
You know, if it isn't, people have lost their minds, and we're going to end up living in a society where mobs instead of law will rule the day. And what makes it even worse, Todd, is that if a individual or a family tries to defend himself or herself, like the McCloskeys in St. Louis, it's not the mob that gets in trouble. It's the homeowners, the property owners, whose property was trespassed and who were threatened with being murdered. And, you know, they used a legally owned firearm to tell the trespassers and the would-be murderers to step away. And then who gets charged? Is it the mob? Is it the people threatening violence against the property owner? Nope. It's the property owner. I mean, that's what we're dealing with. And I hope Americans understand you don't have to like Donald Trump's personality. You don't have to love all of his tweets. But if you love this country and if you love a sense of law and order and you don't want to have to defend yourself because the police are going to be defunded and dispersed, then you might want to think very seriously before you pull the lever for a Democrat this year.
So, look, yesterday, President Trump catching some flack from a lot of people in the media about a comment he made about Joe Biden. Let's play the cut, Caleb. It's cut number 8, and I'll get you to respond to this, Governor.
He supported every single globalist attack on American workers. Joe Biden's policies put China first and America last. And that's what he'll continue to do if he ever got the shot. And you will have a disruption in the markets, the likes of which our country has never seen. You will have a crash in the markets because he's going to double and triple your taxes. He's going to do things that nobody ever would ever think even possible, because he's following the radical left agenda. Take away your guns, destroy your Second Amendment, no religion, no anything, hurt the Bible, hurt God. He's against God, he's against guns, he's against energy, our kind of energy. I don't think he's going to do too well in Ohio.
I mean, the reality is that the Democrats are trying to throw our friend John MacArthur in jail. You just had the Democrat Attorney General in New York say she wants to dissolve the NRA. I would say fact check true fact on that.
Yeah, you know, I would be maybe a little hesitant to say that Joe Biden doesn't love God or like God or that he is going to get rid of God, because he can't. God's a little bigger than Joe Biden. But that was an impromptu remark that the president made. Not the most artful choice of words on that, but everything he said was essentially true. Joe Biden would increase taxes. He would sell out to China. And frankly, he will go along with the far left mob that would destroy religious liberty, as most of us embrace it and believe that it's written absolutely within the Constitution.
And, of course, back in 2012, and we played the audio earlier in the show, the Democrats did try to boot God out of the party platform. And, you know, there's still debate today of whether or not they were successful or not. But it's again, the Democrats certainly are no friend to the Almighty.
Well, I think let's look at certain specific issues. Abortion, they believe that there's really no value to a human life unless we decide there's a value. I don't think that's something God approves of. I believe the Bible speaks very specifically about supporting Israel. The Democrats are more into BDS than they are into standing with Israel, our ally in the Middle East. And then when it comes to things like protecting yourself and religious liberty and believing in traditional marriage, one man, one woman for life, they don't buy into that. You know, they think there's, I don't know, the last count I heard, one of them said 57 genders, somebody else over 100. I don't know how many they have. But the Bible only talks about two, male and female. He created them. And those are the words of Jesus. That's not something I just made up. So I tend to believe that the scripture may have a better understanding of how many genders there are than some social justice warrior who's right now trying to light the police precinct in Portland on fire.
Governor, what do you think is going on within the ranks of the DNC right now? I mean, they have to see what the rest of us see. And I'm wondering if there are people within the Democrat leadership who are saying and having conversations about what to do about Biden. I mean, is he going to be able to go the distance here?
It's a valid question. And, you know, without trying to be funny, you look at some of the things that he has been saying in the last few days, and Todd, they just don't make sense. I think you probably know Durwood Fincher, the hilarious comedian from Albany, Georgia. And he's known as Mr. Double Talk. And if you listen to some of his routines, which are played as comedy, you'd think, my gosh, I'm listening to Joe Biden. And I mean, that's really just how bad it's become. I saw one just yesterday, and he was speaking with an interviewer, and what he said, it's something about China and policy, but you had no idea what he was saying. It absolutely made no sense whatsoever.
Who do you think the VP is going to be?
Boy, hard to say. I still think he ends up picking Kamala Harris, but I know everybody in the Republican side is worried that he would pick Michelle Obama, who would be a formidable person to do it. However, I don't think she has any interest whatsoever in getting into politics. She didn't care that much for it when she was in it because of her husband. And I'm not sure she wants to play second fiddle to Joe Biden, who doesn't know the fiddle from a bass drum.
Well, fair point there. What's coming up on the Huckabee Show this weekend?
Todd, we've got Martin Morgan from the Border Patrol, who will be with us. And in addition to that, Debbie Campbell, who is Glenn Campbell's daughter, will be there. This weekend marks the third anniversary of Glenn's death from Alzheimer's. So we'll be talking about the legacy of her dad and fellow Arkansan Glenn Campbell. We've got some great comedy on, some touching stories. It's going to be a great show, and I hope people will join us and watch it on TBN Saturday and Sunday night.
All right. The great American patriot, Governor Mike Huckabee. Got to watch that show this weekend. Governor, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Made a decision about who gets to watch the football game in person. The Packers say that they will not allow fans to attend the first two home games. So there will be no tundra on the frozen tundra, at least for the first month of the NFL season. That's coming to us from ESPN. That means no fans in the seats against the Detroit Lions and against the Atlanta Falcons. That's you guys, Caleb and Avery.
Yes, it
yep.
is.
You guys doing all right?
Yeah, you know, it's just
it's a Friday.
It is a Friday. Previously, the Packers president, Mark Murphy, said he was hopeful the team could host between 10,000 and 12,000 fans. You know what they're doing here in Memphis, by the way, the University of Memphis, which has a terrific football program. So we have this huge stadium, and now they're talking about, they're trying to figure out how they're going to do this, and they still really do not know. But they say instead of 6 feet, they're looking at possibly a 9-foot distance between fans and possibly 12 feet.
Well, see, I understand how you could sell tickets that are that far apart. I don't understand how you could actually enforce it once people get in the stadium.
Yeah, that's not possible.
I mean, they're talking to maybe about 10,000 fans max, I mean, in the stadium. And the issue here is that they're saying that when people cheer, their spittle will travel farther. So that's why they want to keep everybody. But again, if you're going to do 12 feet side by side, would you not have to do it as well front and back?
Yeah, so go every other row, which I guess if you're only letting 10,000 people in, probably isn't that hard to do. Again, it's the enforcement that seems like the problem, not the actual, like, assigning the seating.
Yeah, like in bathrooms and stuff like that, that's going to be an extremely difficult thing to do.
In the concourse, people walking in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the kick in the pants. So they're asking, the problem is, and a lot of football programs, a lot of college athletic programs, they rely on that money from football. And they fund all the lesser sports like volleyball. And again, no offense, you know, if you're volleyball or croquet or, you know, I don't know. Do they have a competitive collegiate spades teams or hearts teams?
No.
Not that I know of.
Not at all.
All right. I don't know. Marbles, you know, okay.
Some people are investing in esports.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I haven't heard, at least in Georgia, I know that we don't have, or at least I haven't seen any official quote unquote esports teams.
Yeah. The high school association here in Georgia recognizes, sanctions it. It's an actual GHSA sport here in Georgia.
Well, the problem is the money. And so if you're not going to have a college football season, or if you're not going to let fans attend, what are fans not going to do?
Spend money at the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Buy tickets. That's right. They're not going to buy anything. And so the University of Memphis is asking fans to basically buy their season tickets as if nothing was wrong and then not use those tickets. And they'll make good at it some other time.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Yeah, that's probably the most difficult issue that's coming on with all these things is like the diehard fans that do buy season tickets, and now they're being requested, you know, to buy them and then possibly never use them.
Well, here's the thing. It's like they say they're going to make good, but what does make good on it mean? Because what are you going to give me that's of equal value to a year of season tickets? I'm looking forward to all my free pom-poms.
I know. Well, no, not free pom-poms. You're going to get a nice plastic replica helmet.
Oh.
Is it like the ones that you can get, you know, like the Dippin' Dots or the ice cream in?
Or like the ones you get in the store for $30?
You can put your popcorn in it, I guess. Just, you know, fill it up, you know, just take it over to the concession stand.
Oh, at the Atlanta Braves this past fall when you know, baseball season was in, I had the opportunity to go to a Braves game. I don't go to them that often because I'm not huge into baseball. But, you know, if tickets are available, I will, you know, try to get them maybe. But I saw somebody who had a nacho helmet, and it was like a Braves baseball helmet that was just filled with nachos. And I wanted one really badly, but then I would probably have a very extremely high cholesterol level at the end of it.
That's fair enough. You gotta love nachos.
Oh, yeah. They're the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and give very me just tasty. That thick, yellow, fake cheese. Don't try to whip me up some real queso. I'm at the ballpark. I got some nachos. Just give me that thick, goopy cheese that you stuck in the microwave for 10 seconds.
You know, last year before I left Fox, I took my staff to the Mets game. So we went down and had a great time. We were about 9 rows behind home plate, and we had a great. You know, it was just a good visit. But one of the people on the team, she was running late, and so she's hopping down on 1 foot into the stadium. She lost her flip flop, like in the subway.
And, man.
I have no idea what that has to do with nachos, but somebody was eating nachos when she, you know, came down the stairwell.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
Very sad.
I can't imagine just losing your flip-flop or losing your shoe just in general in the New York subway.
It's the worst place to lose anything.
Yeah.
And if you do, just it's like if you drop something on a New York subway, just leave it. Just leave it and move on.
If you do grab it, burn it.
Just pretend you dropped it in the ocean. There's no going back. Just let it go. It'll wash up on shore somewhere someday. Somebody else can have it.
Speaking of unbelievable, this story coming to us from the Associated Press, a German nudist had the last laugh after giving chase to a wild boar that stole his laptop computer. So, wow. So the nudist, who is also an actor and a coach, Adele Landauer, said that she saw the man running naked through the woods chasing a sow and her two piglets after the sow grabbed a bag containing his laptop. This happened at Devil's Lake. When the owner realized what had happened, he gave his all and recovered the bag. So he got it. But before doing so, well, the pigs also apparently stole somebody's pizza. I mean, these are like bad pigs. Very bad pigs.
Oh, man.
Mrs. Landauer took photographs of the man that... chasing the wild boar through the woods, and she later showed the man the pictures, and he laughed loudly and gave her permission to publish the photos.
Also, they now have a new idea for a contest at the local state fair.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I've been to some of the state fairs in the South, fellas. I'm not too sure we need to see folks taking off their clothes.
Definitely not.
Just going to say that there. I'm going to leave that right there. Hey, by the way, coming up in the next hour of the program, our good friend Trish Regan is going to drop by. Also, we may try our hand a little trivia as well. And going through some of the other crazy stories of the day, including this Illinois school district that's telling white kids to stay home. They don't get to go to school anymore. So we're going to get into that after the top of the hour news here. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. It's a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstearns.com, and there is all sorts of great information for you to access there, including our live show blog. Avery works really hard putting that together. So you got to check out all of the links to the stories, videos that we talk about here on the radio program. All right, folks, stick around. We will be right back.